program, you are about to hear all slap pun funnels, is dirty, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church of genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and to cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
You are listening to Bob's Slack Time Fun House, the Lymph Node Institute
edition. I'm Doc Ellis.
I'm Dr. Bugbladder. 91.1 FM, WREK Atlanta, the voice of the students of Georgia Tech. So you ever hear something you think, oh, that's perfect, it's my favorite thing, and then you come back a few years later and somebody retells it? Like those Hitchcock movies, those are all up for being redone.
Covers, yeah. Good idea, too, because they could use a little revision. I have the sneaking suspicion that our culture has sort of come to an end by this point. And all we're going to do is make movies out of old movies and make songs out of old songs and sew old movies together. And
well, it's kind of like taking something that's already been created by another artist, redoing it like Negative Land might do with a piece. Make something like the letter U and the numeral 2. And that's not an indication that they run out of ideas. They're taking it and presenting it in a different way to oppose irony. And
so, to force their own perspective on it.
That's right.
Force you to see through their eyes. But yeah, Negative Land isn't going to make any money. If you want to make money, you need to do a cover. It's a surefire way to saturate your name out there, is to cover an old song that everyone likes. If they bought it once, they'll buy it again. Okay. If people went to a movie once, they'll go back to it again. Right. So all the creative people apparently have stopped working for the man. Or the man has stopped hiring them.
You are listening to Bob Slack Time Funhouse on 91.1 FM. WREK Atlanta, the voice of the students of Georgia Tech. This is the by Kate Lay from the giant spinning anyway,
I'm Dr.
That's correct, Dr. Ellis.
They
couldn't be further from my heart. Numbers.
But they,
are the ones that got Lymph Node Institute. Great.
The
I violently hold near my down intelligence. Some in the barn escape, but they can't be sure. They are the ones with the will and various mental traveling techniques which are forced, which has been destroyed by the meds. They saw my face laughing like anything, holding this wrapper. Resident of the psychic and various other people for various irrational reasons. I am speaking of their very dangerous trend. They are tough, few men, cold from the country, and posture from my landlord.
Some of them were.
Letting everything go to pot.
Yeah, but that wasn't the thinker's fault. That was the doer's fault. Like Pythagoras.
Oh, yeah, Pythagoras.
Pythagoras.
Uh-huh. Well, he knew what was up. So that's the thing. Now, you start a fad, like math, you ruin a culture.
Well, he...
Happens every time.
And they broke the musical scale down into numerical relationships, which, yeah, okay, so it's a science. But, gosh, where's the heart?
Only 12 notes a man can play.
It is in Western culture, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, you take it out here.
Well, even what we call the Mideast, you know. Our friends, the Arabs, they coughed up zero, which was incalculably important.
I think so.
I think if the Greeks had had zero, they would have had all the grass and things. They wouldn't have let all the other activities in day-to-day life fall to the wayside while they were playing with Roman numerals. Or whatever they use. Stones? I don't know.
Abacus?
Playing pente.
I think their problem was they didn't have the zero, so they could never develop binary code.
Right.
Which I'm sure Dr. Derail of Lymph Node Institute is a super fan of.
I believe he dreams in ones and zeros.
Yeah, well.
Last time model and spread to other people. Sound causes much disruption. I have resisted the acceptance of similar nonsense.
Rainbow people, the coalition.
And so, no, zero though, man. My bank account has zero on it.
Well,
so I blame. What I have to blame the Arabs?
No.
Now we're getting this into a politics show, aren't we?
No.
We're one step away.
No, we're not.
All right.
No. The season has started, but that's
what about, okay, So we hate the Beast, but there's got to be something good about them.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of that.
You know, how powerful is a number? You just scrawl it on the side of a building. Everyone knows instantly what you mean.
Mm-hmm. It's a symbol.
The right people get upset.
So Susie the Floozy last week did a show on Anthrax and apparently remixed a lot of our banter.
She remixed us.
Talking to each
ourselves,
other.
Yes.
You and I, Dr. T-Nitis.
Off of classified, unreleased.
Unreleased?
Unreleased. An unreleased, a remix of an unreleased. So how do you even know it's a remix? Well, you have to take our word.
Well, we're fessing up to that right now. It was
to
a
what?
Remix. It wasn't us. We weren't in context there.
Hell no, we weren't.
People are listening.
But how did they get these listening devices in here? Oh, right.
Broadcast booth, right. It's the phone police, right. You know, back in the 80s, they said the Japanese were just stealing, you know, via espionage, stealing our technology.
Making it cheaper.
Exactly, which is kind of remixing.
It is. It's a great way to play the game, too.
That's what the robots are going to do to the people. They're going to learn how to poop better, learn how to sleep with each other better.
I crap clear pellets. How about you? Oh, did I mention they're perfectly round?
Good. yards away.
Down and 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 down down and down down and down down.
Little piece called Spatial Violations. That was a victory for our subliminal input guys. That was a good piece right there. We should start having a lot of checks arriving pretty soon from that.
Hey, you remember the great part of that song that had you tapping your toe? Well, we took it out and added this crab. Listen, listen.
DJ Shadow, he makes his rent on that.
There are worse ways to make your rent, I suppose.
The Chemical Brothers.
Producer is a sham position when it comes down to it.
And justify the mix, the original mix.
Yes, yes, in theory, yes. There are a good producer who does his job, yes.
Those who come before the
They are the creative perimeter of any given project will be defined by the producer.
Wow, sounds like we're sucking up, but we still ain't making any money.
So you change the producer and you're going to have a whole different wham-bambalatastic kind of experience in your ears.
Rocky and Bullwinkle?
No.
What's his name? Who's the guy?
Robert De Niro?
He was a producer. If they lost him, maybe it wouldn't have sucked so bad.
Well, I think he kind of made the movie. Yeah, he got friends. He knows people. He's got friends.
I'm glad he liked Rocky and Bullwinkle, but did they have to bring it back to the big screen?
Hey, people need to get paid. Caterers need to have contracts. Grips need to work the lights. Teamsters need to move your sets. Are you making the movie or not? Bobby. It's a cheap, chintzy way to put out an album without actually having to get out of bed. Just, I'm going to have my friend come in and see what he thinks of this song. I'll be in the back counting my money. I'm talking to you. It's not real music. This isn't a real show. We are ripping you the f*** off, and the only reason you don't care is because you haven't paid us any money yet.
When we are really listening, we will find many sounds that are musical. We'll hear noises, too, of course. But then we'll find noises that are almost musical sounds, and musical sounds that are almost noises. Let us work with some sounds. We will need paper and pencil. You will hear 15 sounds. After you hear each sound, write MS if you think you heard a musical sound, or N if you think the sound you heard was a noise.
You can't.
cannot be a good propagandist unless it's in your bones. I mean, it's extremely hard to lie. I think we all know that from personal experience. You know, it's hard to lie to people. Every one of us lies to people all the time, unless we're some kind of crazy angel. But the way we do it, I'm sure you know this, is you first convince yourself that what you're saying is true. You know, like you're an 8-year-old kid and you steal a toy from your brother, you know, and your mother comes in and yells at you. You don't say, well, you know, I wanted the toy and he had it, so, you know, I took it because I'm stronger than him. What you say is, it really wasn't his, and besides, he'd taken a toy of mine, and anyway, I needed it more than he did, so it was right for me to take it, okay? You know, I mean, if people haven't had that experience, there are some other species, I think. But that kind of experience goes all the way up to being a hotshot journalist for the New York Times. You know, you don't even make it into those circles unless you're already so deeply overwhelmed by doctrine and propaganda that you can't even think in other terms. And so you'll read, say, you know, liberal columnists in the New York Times very angrily saying, when people talk like this, nobody tells me what to write. I write anything I feel like, which is absolutely true. And if they didn't, if you know, people with real power weren't sure that they were going to say the right things, they wouldn't be in a position to write anything they feel like.
I think we all agree that that is a musical sound. Did you write M.S.? Sounds like these are so soothing that babies go to sleep when they hear them. And all of us feel peaceful when we hear them.
Can't say that on the radio. The Office of Homeland Security will be up your butt in a jiffy, mister.
Up my butt in a jiffy? They're a new organization by President Part II Bush.
That's
He's
right.
He's a remix of his father.
He is very much a remix of his father. A little bit more articulate, if you can believe that. I mean, Bush the first was even less articulate than his idiot son.
Oh, he was a smarter man. He didn't have to... He leaned a little more towards the introverted.
Yeah, I think these blue bloods don't get used to having to explain themselves. They just issue the orders and things happen, and then cameras get shoved in their face and people question them and they don't know how to handle it.
Have you ever tried to have a jovial conversation with someone deeply engrossed in a game of chess? They're busy. They
yeah,
ain't gonna
this is
talk.
True. This is true.
To address the nation from the Oval Office. Here now is the president.
Our military commander to totally drop America. And I repeat those well-known words over and over again. We will drop you. And I repeat this over and over again. Over and over again. And I repeat this over and over again. Over and over again. Some may ask, why rock out now? The answer is clear.
The facts are clear.
The answer is clear.
That's why I believe.
Memory is a funny thing. Ask a cop. 12 people describe an accident, you're going to get 12 different descriptions.
It's true.
And so it's sometimes quite easy to cook people's memories for a guy like Joseph Stalin, who wants to remix history, and perhaps one of his closest advisors or friends has been expunged from the party, and he's in a lot of photographs, and you have to airbrush him out.
Well, that's very true. You don't even have to go so far as whipping out Photoshop back in old Russia.
No?
You can simply, like public documents that finally over time get released out of the Freedom of Information Act, you'll see all sorts of names, dates, people, just
inked out.
Inked out. Tell me that's not revisionist history. And what is a remix if it's not revisionism? Revisionism.
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 Thank you.
You know, they call those Irish people mix.
They sure do.
So if they keep coming regarding me, remix?
Zombies of the IRA attacking British soldiers, that would be attack of the remix.
Zombies of the IRA attacking British soldiers.
Zombies of the IRA attacking British soldiers.
Knock, knock.
That's when I zipped up and asked for my
$10
back.
And what's the deal
back?
With?
Take my wife.
Is this thing on?
Take my wife.
You know, I started out a bump on my ass. What's red and green and black all over?
I didn't know it was illegal in every state.
Yes. Why not?
Sure.
I'm
going to lose it.
So
I
didn't know
it. That's what she said.
A rabbi, he takes tips.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
You're so ugly.
She sits around
the house.
Is this thing on?
How do you give shoulders?
Why not? I'm a fun guy. That's when I zipped up and asked for my $10 back. I don't know, Doc. It started out of the bump on my ass. How do you get...
Snowballs.
How do you get... That's my...
That's what she said. Who's
there.
No, it was illegal in every state.
Knock, knock.
Well, the Alf came back, that heroin dude from Permanent Midnight.
Yeah.
He's getting work. I'm assuming he's affiliated. They're going to make a Wonder Twins movie because comic book movies are so
good idea.
Yeah, active Zan and Jaina.
Terrific.
The thing is, it's not a good idea. It's not an idea. It's looking back through the scrapbook of everyone's collective consciousness and raping it.
Right. Oh, we should have made a movie out of that. How much do you think kids are still into that Battlestar Galactica?
They brought a series back.
What?
Cameron, the Titanic dude, had a big old hard on for Battlestar Galactica. I don't know if he's involved. I don't think he's involved.
Or, pulling your narrative out of fresh headlines from 1910.
Well, all the major comedy talk shows pull them out of the daily headlines to try to get some material to talk about. And that's just a revamp of current events.
Yeah.
It's a remix or a redo.
But at least it's dynamic. At least it changes from day to day.
That's true.
Instead of like, oh boy, it's time for cowboy movies again.
More after this.
Elemental
1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 1 0 0 Section 5, 4, 3, $1 each for 10 million tone spans within 7 days.
Some sure and brochure of experience. Inside is the tongue.
And y is equal to 1/2 times the quantity 40 plus c plus d. It's up, it's up, you know, it's not enough.
10 sugar cubes.
It's up, it's up, it's not enough. 10-8. 10-8.
Get in
there. Get in
there. 10-8.
0-8. Get in there.
Get in there.
10-8. Get in there.
Get in there.
10-8. Get in there.
It's void if not off by 1-2-3-7.
It's void if not off by 1-2-3-7.
See, that was a bunch of remixes.
I've heard all that stuff before, but it was different. Hmm. Not like I remember it at all.
Hmm. Do you question yourself, or do you just think it's a different presentation of the same material?
I question the universe. I never question myself.
Wow, what a nice bumper sticker. You know, I put that on God's back.
Yeah, with a tack.
Ow!
Take that, God! Ha ha!
Well, you know, he doesn't mind.
Take that, Jehovah. Yeah, that's true.
Hands and feet with nails and all. If you're into the Son of God thing.
And you, if you are and you're listening, then...
then you need to come up with a remix of that.
Then it's 91. Yeah, you're at the wrong station.
late, but this is the new ocean. I believe the United States must sail on it and be in a position second to none.
17 years ago today, a group of Marines put the American flag on the Monster of Boston. So it's very appropriate. Today we decorate Colonel Glenn of the United States Marine Corps, and also we'll realize that in the not too distant future, a Marine or a Naval man or an Air Force man will put the American flag on the moon.
That reflect children's concerns about exploration in space. Well, they're probably the same concerns that everyone has, Fred. How do you go to the potty when you're flying to the moon? A very young friend of mine asked that and was concerned.
Well, I think that's a very, very good question. And bless children for asking the question, because sometimes grown-ups don't like to ask those sorts of questions, and I think children are honest and open enough so they'll ask that kind of a question. But we go to the potty on the way to the moon and back just like we do here on the ground. The only difference is that when we make a BM, we collect it in a plastic bag, and we save it, and we bring it back with us. Mm-hmm. But other than that, it's exactly the same as here on Earth.
Crazy for the head.
Eat beans, Atlanta.
Eat beans. Monkey beans.
Refried mixed beans. Remixed fried beans.
Remixed beans.
Refried beans.
Eating your own dish is kind of a remix.
Visit the subgenius post-it note at P.O. Box.
140.
That's the old P.O. Box.
Wait, I can do this.
All right.
P.O. Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118-1417, or visit them online
at
www.subgenius.com. We'll be back with a real show in 2 weeks.
Don't say real.
Yeah, well, it insults the audience. put some steaming turd on the table and say that it's fresh meat.
Another fine Lymph Node production!
You heard Lymph Node remixes of various and sundry elements from the Numbers show entitled Numbers Mish.
Remix of the theme from 2001, Thus Spake Zarathustra.
Clytemnestra.
Sarah who? Spatial Violation. A remix of Lady Sniff by the Butthole Surfers.
Emergency Broadcast Network performing We Will Rock You, the Bipartisan Mix.
A piece entitled Kilo Baster, bass tracks remixed from the background of a Doc Ellis lecture by Dr. Bugbladder. Knock Knock Remix.
LM Entropy Remix.
More banter than you can swallow.
Remix of Pink Floyd's Interstellar Overdrive. Say.